You know, some people want to change the AMA name to Anal.
What?
Angelica Alex, yung Anal, like the Anal thing. And, you know, obviously we've had a lot of puet talk on the show this past month, and plus thanks to fucking Contis. So I'm hearing the there's a push for, instead of AMA, just calling it Anal.
GTWM Anal. Ganon. Kasi Good Times with Mo, the podcast Anal. Ganon?
It's something like that. I mean, there's a play on that whole thing.
Oh my goodness.
Alex, how do you feel about Anal?
Alam mo, wala na akong pakialam sa tatawag sa atin eh. Mas concerned ako sa mga pinag-usapan natin dito. You can call our shows The Saint.
Yeah, we don't even fuck, right?
Pero, sa mga topic ako natataranta. And ito, napansin kong ano natin, napansin kong dalawang pattern ng tumatawag sa atin. No? Pag may tumawag sa atin na very confident na akala niya, ano, hindi ganun siya. Pero eventually, pag kinakausap natin, ganun pala siya. Alam mo yung tumawag sa atin dito na ano, na yung kaya niya yung ano, kaya niya yung mga ginagawa ng asawa niya. Dito on chopper, yung kaya niya
yung
ginagawa ng asawa nila.
Yung mga threesome.
Yung pala, umiiyak siya. Pagkatapos umiiyak siya, yung nagde-dirty talk sila, tapos sinasabihan siya ng asawa niya na mas masikip yung ano niya, yung isa niya, di ba? Yung threesome, sabi,
I don't know, there's been so much threesome on the show recently, honestly, that I don't even know which threesome married couple we're talking about.
Ito yung pasok niya, magbibigay siya ng advice na, ang threesome, kailangan, ano ka, confident ka, kailangan may tiwala. Tapos, bilang napunta tayo sa umiiyak siya, pagkatapos, yung pala, hindi niya naman talaga kaya. Natandaan yun. Alam na mga...
I remember this. I don't remember what episode. I don't even remember the name of the caller, but I do remember the girl. Yes, that's right.
Tapos yung last na caller natin, yung gusto niyang tulungan yung minor.
You know, putang ina, you know what? Okay, so we need to clarify a little bit something here. Last episode, the chopper wasn't on this episode. This was the Saturday episode, I think.
Oh.
And we had a caller who was prostituting a 14-year-old. The guy's 17 years old now, but he was prostituting a 14-year-old. And we were more like, dude, come on. I fall into this trap sometimes, and this is really bad for me as a person who gives advice, no? That if you're doing it to a boy, it's different if you're doing it to a girl, right? If it's like, oh, namamakla si 14-year-old, ah, okay, sige, tama na yan. Wala nang gawin yan, ah. You know, but if it was a girl who was a 14-year-old, we would be threatening violence, we would be calling the NBI. Like, it's different, right? And maybe because he was a street kid, drug dealer, and like you said, Alex, when you're young and you're poor, those are your choices in life, di ba? Drugs. And kind of prostitution.
Yeah, sadly, yeah.
We should have been a bit tougher on that guy and a bit more judgmental. But sometimes it's easy to forget that when you hear drug pusher, you're thinking an adult, but he's not. He's still just the kid.
Oo.
And we should have been a little bit harder.
Sabi, background lang, no? Kasi ang pasok kasi nung guy na to, ito nga yung kwento ko na ano, mali yung pasok niya. Ang alam mong problema niya, gusto niyang tulungan yung bata, kaya ayaw niyang hiwalayan. Kasi, hindi, wala pang bata ah. Gusto niyang tulungan tong karelasyon niya.
Yeah.
Kasi, nagda-drug push yun. Ang tingin sa sarili niya, makakatulong siya.
Like
bilang habang tumatagal yung kwento, my God, dumating na yung edad.
Yeah. Oh my God, dumating na yung peel piece by piece.
Oh, kung yun na. Sa pandang uli, nagsasermon naman pa namin, pero hindi pa nga todo.
And we were so asphyxiated at the dick pic that the girl sent us. That's all we cared about. Like, no, this girl called, and you know, she sent us a dick pic of the guy.
Is this the same caller?
No. The caller before that, she sent us a dick pic of a guy, and we were so debating if it was big or if it was small. And this, so when we finally got the third caller and he was gay, we were like, oh, perfect. And then, oh, what do you think? That we forgot that the guy was a pedophile. Like, we were so excited about the dick pic.
Why do I feel so happy that I'm not on that call?
Trust me. It's funny that, and this is not good for us to say again, you guys have the most colorful sex lives, better than the three of us combined.
The listener,
maybe even better than we've ever lived.
Yeah.
It, right?
That's
ever
so
lived,
true.
Right? Yeah, we sit here, we're giving advice on shit we don't even know about because you guys are the ones living the better life.
Ako nga, may nag-comment pa eh, na ang wife ko lang raw ang kaya. Alex gonna tell story because ang nagagusto lang sa kanya wife, binomba siya ng mga tao.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God!
It's crazy.
Alam mo, ayokong patulan kasi pag pinatulan mo yun, lalabas na. Ayun yung mga away na maa-atras ka. Ay, mali. Dapat pala hindi ako pumatol. Bakit? Kasi parang sinasabi ko, hoy, hindi ah, babaero ako ha. Ang ano mo ngayon, ang atake mo ngayon, kailangan patunahin mo babae.
Yeah.
It's a trap.
Yung si Alex, alam mo, sa mga nakikinig dyan ng mga babae, gusto niyo matreaten yung boyfriend niyo, umamin. Gayto gawin niyo sa mga boyfriend niyo, asawa niyo. Hoy, walang papatol sa yung babae. Tignan niyo sila, magpuputok yun. Anong wala? Eh, kahapon.
Patay kang bata.
You know, that is such a guy trap, and you're 100% right, because I fall into that trap too. Sometimes when you're online and you're fighting, whether it be Discord, whether it be Reddit, whether it be Twitter, Instagram, when people are like, you know, they're questioning your ability to get girls, and then you fall into that trap where you're like, you know how many girls I fucked? You know who I fucked? You know, you fall into that because your ego is getting so bruised as a guy. And it's the insecurities that we have start coming out because somebody just said we couldn't get a girl because we weren't good looking enough. And then, then I have to start putting together a resume.
Alam ba mo kung anong gano'ng kahaba na yung naka-type noon, dinilit ko lang. It's 3 paragraphs. Tinikwento ko yung buhay ko. Alam mo na ako nung sined ko lang, Chopper. Inedit ko na kasi na-realize ko na habang nagtatype ako, nawawala na yung galit ko. Pero kung halimbawa, tuloy-tuloy yung send ko, kada paragraph, send ko. Alam mo, ang dami kong nakwento. Alam mo, dinilit ko lahat yun. Nakwento ko lang, you haven't seen my world.
I know. Just think of that.
Ayun ang trap. That's a technique. Yeah, pero alam mo, meron din ako pinost dun sa, ano, sa trivia dun sa Discord. Maganda na yung Discord. Maingay na sila. So, ang pinost ko dun, na-realize ko rin na kaming dalawa ni Mo, hindi pa kami nagkukwentuhan face to face.
Oh.
Baka kala ng mga tao, nag-usap muna kami ni Mo, magkaibigan kami before in person. No, and then, umalis siya, nagpunta sa US. Tapos, Alex, naalala ko nga pala, magawa tayo ng ano, noong 2017. No! Nagsimula kaming mag-usap via, lang?
Yeah. Podcast. Yeah. Or if not Zoom, because we started on TV5. But yeah, I mean, Skype, Zoom, just remotely, right?
Twitter tayo nag-usap Mo. Email ng Twitter.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny, Alex. To you, it's fascinating. But if you think about it, for me, this is my relationship with Susie. This is my relationship with Nico. This is my relationship with Sam O and everybody else. That Nico and I rarely ever spoke. And now, I mean, I'm sure if I lived in the Philippines, I would be the ninong of his new son. Susie, the same way. Like, I spend so much time with these people every day that I don't recall ever sitting down face to face and having a conversation ever with Susie or Nico.
Pero hindi kayo nakita sa ano?
No,
sa
we did. But you know, they were new, and I'm this veteran, and I'm parang like, you're not worthy for my time. Parang feel.
May yabang factor.
It's not really yabang, but you know, it's kind of like when you're there. And there's so many new people. You're like, hindi naman tatagal to eh. Wala naman kwento
to. No, and the time slot too. Like, kasi his show is morning, like 6 to 9. So yung interaction ni Mo would be like, kung sino yung co-host, like, sino yung host for the show right after. Which is very quick, kasi parang quick change. Okay, we gotta get in the booth, we gotta set up, ganon. And then, wala na.
It's really just that. My show is so important, everything else didn't matter. So nobody else mattered.
Nainig mo sinabi ni Mo, hindi naman magtatagal to.
Yeah, hindi naman tatagal mga hayop na to eh. And then I just kind of move on with my life. So,
hindi mo, ang iba ang sa kanila, nakasama kanila within the ano atmosphere. Without
Yeah, right.
Ayun talaga, never.
Never, yeah.
Yeah. No, you're 100%
right. Once, 10 years to 11 years ago, guest lang ako doon, nag-host ata to si Mo. And then, sabi ko lang, hi Mo. And ano pa ako noon, talagang amazed ako. Tapos pagkatapos, wala na. Yun lang ang communication namin.
Yep.
As in, parang, nasa 6 feet kami ng radius. Ayun ang first time.
Well, I have to say, pag nagkita kayo in person, baka ma-disappoint ka. Kasi,
hindi natin alam.
The in-person Mo, and the on-air Mo is so
different. Yeah, too different.
It's so different.
Yeah.
Kung akala mo,
pero we cannot, para mamaya, baka mag-jibe kami.
I think, yeah, it's possible. But I mean, listen, we had lunch today with a couple of friends. And these are a lot of my friends. It's funny because Chopper's friends never become my friends. But all of my friends become her friends. And they end up being better friends than me. Like right now, I'll be honest. Angelica, not really that big Alex fan. In the first, I don't know, 100 episodes of this show, right? Not really a big fan of yours, to be honest, right? Now, I mean, you know how sometimes the people would joke around, oh, see, Alex may crush kay Angelica, you know, all that shit. I honestly think if we weren't together, I would think she has a crush on you. As much as she talks about you, like yung nag-defend siya online, I'm like, she would never do that for me. Like, I'm almost like, you were so smitten by Alex right now. 3 months ago, I'm not going to say you hated his guts, but you were not a fan. I always have to clarify.
I really wasn't a fan of something that he said on air, sa radio, sa Magic, not
right,
on the
but
podcast.
It's also against kind of. I mean, I think Chopper's feminist ways are starting to kind of dwindle away a little bit.
Na si Alex.
Yeah, this is Alex's scared moment. This is, I think you used to be, you had this spike in feminism, I would say, for the past 2 years. And it's starting to kind of decline, and maybe you're getting turned off by the uber ultra feminist, and that guys like Alex are now able to be more likable to you.
No, that's true, because there was a time that it was a strong, like, there's no gray. It has to be, like, we have to be, you know.
Men are bad.
Yeah. You know, like something like this or whatever, right? But also through the years, then natututunan ko sa work and from, kasi mahilig akong sumali sa mga women in something, women in ganyan. And for me, yung approach ko ngayon, instead of fighting, just promote and help. So I'll do it in my own little way and then sana may effect, you know.
But I'm also so anti-feminism that I'm not sure if it's rubbing off on you, because I'm anti that and I'm anti uber macho, you know, machismo. I mean, just directly, honestly, in the middle, right? And
mahirap eh, kasi mahirap sabihin yun for women. Like, madali sabihin yun for a guy na directly in the middle, kasi you were never put in a situation where you have to fight for
a job, and that's right. And that comes from a place of privilege, right? And in our business, I don't think there's a man, female, in our show business. Kung maganda ka, dami mong project. Kung pogi ka, dami mong project. That's all they care. Oh, we don't care about more men and women. We cared about how good looking you are. That's our world.
But that's not the only world.
I know. Absolutely. You don't have to sell that to anybody, right? Especially not me, right? Absolutely, that's not the truth. I'm telling you what my experiences were. Never had to fight for that. No, because there's no competition between boys and girls in show business. It's a competition between ugly and good looking, right? Those are the two.
Ako sa na-experience ko mo, pero sandali, nandun pa ako sa isip, nag-ginest ko si Chopper dun sa episode ko, tapos galit pala siya sa akin.
No, that has ended already. I'm saying in the past few months. She is.
Pero ang ganda na episode dami na mo, ha? Yeah. Number 9.
Yeah, I saw that. Congratulations.
Alam mo ba si Mo Twister pag nagagasahin hanggang number 10 lang.
Yeah. What?
That's really, really, really tragedy.
Ito Mo. Ito, hindi ko akalaing maririnig ko to sa sarili ko. Ito ha, okay na kami nung girl. May nag-post na girl sa Twitter kasi itong si Machong Chismisan, meron akong interview sa ila mga 2014, 2015 na sinasabi nga ni Mo na hindi pa ako concerned sa mga feminist, mga gano'n. So, pag nag-joke ako, wala akong pakalam. At hindi ko akalain na mangyayari sa akin to. In-interview ako nila, sabi niya, Alex, meron ka rin foundation. Pero pag ako nag-deliver nun, pag ako lang nag-deliver nun during stand-up, alam ko kung paano ko maayos si deliver. Ang problema, ini-interview ko nun nila Matthew Chismisan, sabi ko, yeah, I have a foundation, Ahon Putik Foundation. I support single moms. 18 to 25 years old. Yung mga guys na iniwan sila, so alam ko may pangangailangan yan, so I support them, period. Kasi joke lang naman yun.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as, parang ang sinasabi ko, I only support single moms because I like them. Ganun. Kaya lang, that was 2015 ago. Ang problema, may mga tanong-tanong itong mga macho si Susan. Eh, paano pag mataba? Paano pag pangit? So, lumalaki na yung natatamaan namin.
Uh-oh.
Ano na kami? Wait, ano na kami? Tapos, itsura na kami. Eh, so, kaya ako, tumatawa-tawa lang ako. No, I don't wanna. Pero, in-upload sa TikTok.
Holy shit.
In-upload sa TikTok mo. Pag-upload sa TikTok, may nag-com na babae, inano pa yung Gabriela. Sabi niya, oh my God, paano pumasok to sa ano? Paano pinayagan tong content na to? Hindi niya alam. Wala siyang idea na that was 7 years ago.
Right.
Alam mo, sa social media, parang sila Kevin Hart. Wala siyang pakailan kung 10 years ago. Pero ito sa tingin niya, bago lang. Eh sa itsura ko pala, ang payat ko pa. May balat pa ako dito. So alam kong luma na. Alam mo, nag-message ako sa kanya, nag-apologize ako. Kasi sabi niya, ba't nyo pinapayagan na ano, loko-lokoin? Kasi nga, pag sabi ko sa kanya, nag-apologize ako, hi, I'm sorry, I would like to apologize for what I did 6 years ago. Pero yeah. I've changed my joke since then and I'm more conscious. Thank you for bringing up that video.
you did the whole cancel culture typical celebrity apology.
Oh, pero ibig sabihin doon ko na realize na yung nagginamit ko yung term na nag-change na ako from my joke. Hindi ko akalain na magagamit ko yun na talaga namang sinasabi nga ni Mo na 2 years ago hanggang ngayon naging ano din ako eh. Nag-ingat na rin kami, mas maingat kami ngayon.
Yeah, you have to. Change with the times.
We all evolve and hopefully for the better.
But look at somebody on Reddit yesterday, and I didn't watch the clip because it was just too long and I didn't have the time, but somebody, I don't know if you saw this, Alex, called you out about something you said 5 years ago on this podcast. I think 2017. So yeah, pushing 5 years. No, I didn't get to see it. I'm assuming it was a political stand because there's Tang Inamo Alex or Fuck You Alex getting on the Reddit, and it gave a timestamp of a video, right? It's most recent. It was published on Reddit yesterday. And same thing. I think people are going to call you out or try to call you out on something you said 5 years ago. I'm assuming, and I didn't watch it. I just saw kind of this little thing there, that it's your support for President Duterte, who was a candidate at the time, and it's there, and you know, people are like, "What, I love you now, Alex." You know, parang putang ina mo dati pero okay na. You know, you've learned and all that bullshit. So you're going to lose every single time when it comes to, like, okay. So people have been messaging me, and we gotta go because we got calls. People have been messaging me. I took down the past seasons of the show already because I want to make one channel of just GTWM archives. Okay, so if you're looking for seasons 6 and 7, they're not available right now because I have archived all of the seasons 10 years move until this moment, and I want to put it in one channel so you can find all 1,000 episodes in one place. The problem is I'm still scared, and I've brought this up already. I'm scared to upload the season 1 episodes, the season 2 episodes, the season 3, where the narrative, the jokes, and all of that stuff are probably gonna get me in trouble because it's gonna be putang ina ano to.
Yeah,
but archive is archive. Like, I'm torn in this place. I want to do it because I know that so many people out there want to hear the archive stuff.
I think parang wag na lang, babe. Kasi
hindi mo quickly. So usapang lalaki 10 years ago, what I did there, di ba pwede na? Usapang lalaki pinalabas sa Studio 23 prime time free TV. Pwede pa nung 2010, 2011. Pero ngayon, pag may lumabas, may picture ako doon na lumalabas dati. Ngayon, talagang afraid na ulit ako. Alam mo yung nakatingin ako sa cleavage ng babae?
Yeah.
Napapicture? Eh, pwede yun dati. So, pag lilabas yun ngayon, pag tumakbo ako ng presidente, hindi ako mananalo.
Ilalabas That's not true. That's not true. Because the president is fingering his maid on his birthday a couple of months ago. It depends on how likable you are. Honestly, it's not really about cancel culture. It's not about feminism. It's not about all of this other shit. It's about, are you liked enough to get away with it?
Yes.
And that's what that is. But anyway, we got to move because we got calls.
Here so maraming magmamahal sa akin kasi wala pa, I can't get away with it.
It's a back-to-back anal, AMA, AMA, whatever it is. You're listening to Good Times on the podcast, year 10, episode 127. Of course, Chopper and Kalia are here. Let's take our first caller and go to Jason. Jason is 24 years old. Jason, you're very young for... Did you say you were married, I think, right?
No. Hello.
Yeah. Hi, Jason. Welcome to the show. You're in Fanfanga. Welcome.
Yeah.
Do you speak? Do you speak?
Hindi pa ko ano.
Hindi pa kasal.
Hindi pa ko kasal.
Ah, okay, good. Now you're in Pampanga though, right?
Yeah. Ulunga po.
Saan?
Ulunga po.
Ulunga po. Okay.
Ulunga po.
Okay. Well, good stuff, man. Thanks for being here. Chopper's from Pampanga as well, so she speaks your language. And
commoner.
Don't do it here. But yeah, she has a commoner facade when it comes to the province. So Jason, and please don't call us po. I know we are 20 years older than you, but right now we're all equals, man. So what's your question?
Yeah, okay.
What's your problem? All of it. Go ahead.
Ito yung ano, problem ko. Before pandemic, meron akong FUBU.
Yeah.
FUBU ako. Ngayon, may current jowa ako, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yung, I think kasi, yung problem ko, yung, parang namimiss ko yung FUBU.
Namimiss mo yung FUBU mo? How long have you been with your girlfriend?
One year, well, 16 months na.
16 months, okay, got it, all right.
How long were you with your FUBU? Like, how long were you guys fooling around?
No.
No. Gaano katagal kayo naging FUBU?
Nag-FUBU nung FUBU mo?
Ah, hindi. Iba-iba eh. Tatlo. Tatlo sila yung
tatlong
dati.
FUBU. Hindi helye. So, now that you're in a committed relationship, namimiss mo yung variety or namimiss mo yung tao mismo?
Oo. Hindi. Yung variety na FUBU.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean,
The person.
Well, I mean, you're 24. Right? Numbers, the body count is important when you're 24. Continue with your story, and then whenever you're ready, ask the question.
And then, yung mga fina-follow ko ngayon sa IG, mga puro babae. Tapos, yung pag nag-story sila ng mga, syempre, mga magaganda, gano'n, nag-react ako. Parang, papansin ko yun in a way.
Ano? What do you mean, nag-react ka? What are you doing?
React. Meron sa IG story.
Okay, react, so you're like, trying to...
You send a message, you post an emoji, you react.
Yeah. Yung mga heart way. Face, yung okay. mga ganon.
All right. Continue.
Parang ano, parang ngayon na yung way ko na nagpapapansin sa mga babae.
Okay, continue.
Then... kinakabahan ako.
I know, you sound like it. But listen... You're anonymous, Jason. That's not your real name. You're anonymous, okay? So your face is not being shown. I understand it's intimidating to talk to us and all of that. And you're a young guy. Don't worry about it, man. You were super confident on, I don't know if it was Instagram or Twitter that you reached out to me. You told your story well. If you want to read it from there, you can. But it's an interesting story. So continue.
Thank you. Parang ngayon kasi, parang ang dami kong gustong gawin. Kasi nga, di ba, pandemic, daming namamatay, ganun. Parang, I want to explore again. Parang, gusto ko ng FUBU ulit. But okay. the thing is, yung sinabi ko nga, meron kasi kong recent FUBU. Ito lang, parang mga last month.
Oh, so you're cheating on your girlfriend?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, got it. All right. So you, ito, parang, kasi mention, dito ko mention nalilito, no, Jason? You're missing the variety of sex because you're in a relationship. But at the same time, you're banging other girls while you're in a relationship. But paano mo na nami-miss? Eh, ginagawa mo naman eh.
Hindi, parang may... Kasi pag siyempre, ginagawa mo na, parang kaba pa din.
Ah, you want... Okay, you
want...
You want
more of it.
You know, no. You want stressless fucking...
Variety. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kasi di ba when you're cheating on your girlfriend... There's always that, okay, pag nahuli ako, lagot ako dito and all that stuff. You want,
wow, hindi ko tensya.
Yeah, you want freedom. You want freedom of sex. Yeah.
Alam mo, dalawang bagay na yung pwede siyang bumait, pero pinili niya talaga yung darkness. Una, yung pandemic. Sabi niya, pandemic ngayon, marami namamatay eh. Kaya gusto ko mag-fubu. Hindi mo lang, kaya gusto ko magbagong buhay dahil ngayon, life is short, gusto kong mas maraming bubu. Ngayon naman, pangalawa, kaya niya gusto mag-fubu kasi matanggalin yung girlfriend niya para mawala yung kaba. Oh my God, saya na itong show na ito.
Okay.
Saya ng
show. Hey, Jason, good to you.
Jason, continue. Masaya.
Masaya ito. Hindi, yung gusto ko kasi doon yung walang commitment, tapos walang pressure.
Yeah.
Ganon.
Okay, so
pero ano, ito nga.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Yung, ito nga yung parang, yung tanong ko. Kasi yung after, yung sa FUBU ko ito, after sex ba, parang ano, hindi ako nasasatisfy. Parang may kulang. Ganun.
So, it's, what do we call this? Shit, I forgot the term. Meaningless sex, I think is what it's called, right? You're having sex that has
ganun.
Emotional.
So, confused ka, boy. Alam mo, paano magkakaroon ng meaning, magiging meaningful yung sex? Dapat you're in a relationship.
He is. So, are you having, is your girlfriend there with you in Pampanga or is this LDR or what?
Here.
Okay, and how often do you guys have sex, you and your girlfriend?
Pag nagkita, ganun.
Yeah. So, give me a number. How often? Per week?
Twice a week. Minsan, twice a week.
Okay, and then how often are you fucking the other girls?
One time lang yun. One time, big time lang.
Okay, it's funny because we're gonna give you advice as if like to give you the green light to fuck other girls, but that's not what I mean. what I think happened is you got guilty. You know, you're guilty.
Hindi. No.
Hindi, sigurado siya, hindi siya na guilty.
So when you cheated on your girlfriend, and the moment you ejaculated into that girl, you didn't feel guilty?
Hindi din.
You just feel like, wala, there was no love.
Mm-mm.
Because ganun. There isn't any love, you dumb shit.
Oh, ganun.
Wala ka talagang mafe-feel na love kasi walang love. Flesh lang yon.
Yeah, it's meaningless because that's what it is. It's completely physical.
Oo.
That's why it's meaningless.
Unless may iba, unless like higahanap mo yung tipong, okay, fine, walang love, pero wala akong na-feel na, ano yun, ang tawag doon, yung, gosh, walang hindi siya sensual, or walang heat, or yung mga ganon, yung ba yung sinasabi mong kulang, or love?
I don't know.
I think the word you're looking for is fulfilling, right? It's just not fulfilling sex. It's not fulfilling.
Uh-oh.
It's just not. It's not. There's nothing more than just the physical.
May tatanong lang ako kayo, no? Okay, Jason, dun sa girlfriend mo, pag nagse-sex kayo, masaya, masarap, okay.
Okay.
Masaya. Magaling yung girlfriend mo. Hindi ko siya sayang magaling yung girlfriend mo, pero kayong dalawa pag nag-sex kayo, talagang pagkatapos mong labasan, nakangiti ka. Alam mo yung hihiga ka tapos nakatingin ka sa ceiling.
Compatible.
Nakangiti ka, ganon ba, ganon?
Hindi. Somehow, pero hindi kasi siya magaling. Pero
so okay sa'yo, dahil may feelings nga. May pupuntahan ko, tanong ko, parang nasa courtroom. Ngayon, yung naipag-sex ka dun sa hindi mo gusto, magaling. Pero pagkatapos, hindi ka na nag-enjoy, di ba?
Oo, pero hindi ako, nag-enjoy naman, pero hindi ako satisfied.
Oo, meron kasing guilt yan, saka walang feelings. Parang ano sa, pumunta sa Pegasus. Hindi ka naman napunta sa Pegasus na babae sa pagtaas mo, I love you.
Is this your first time to cheat?
Oh, malamang first time yan.
Is this your first time to cheat? Huh?
Oh.
Hindi.
How many times, okay, let me get some statistics out of the way. How many girlfriends have you had in your life?
Two lang.
How many times have you been in love?
I guess two then.
Did you cheat on your last girlfriend as well?
No.
Okay.
Ngayon lang.
And how many times have you cheated with this girlfriend in the 1 year that you've been together? How many times?
Parang ano eh, three times.
And all three times, same problem. Meaningless after pagkatapos mo mag-sex, you feel just wala, meh.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mo, isa pang question mo, paano mo nakilala itong mga meaningless sex na to? Paano yung search ano mo? Search ano?
Diba yung sabi ko kanina, yung pag nag-ano ko, re-react sa story.
Ah!
Ganun.
Parang ano, pag kunyari, apogi yung putang inang gago na to.
Mag-react nga ako kayo, baka nalawag sa kay Pia Wards pa.
Pag napansin. Hindi yun? Hindi, pag napansin.
Si Alex yung ginagrab na yung cellphone niya. Puta na sa Dali. Instagram ni
Magano ako, parang ano, yung, anong tawag doon? Yung machine gun like, tagadadadadadada.
This girl on your most recent IG post, is this your girlfriend? Yung matangkad? Yung 5'10"?
No. Hindi yan. Oh. Friend ko.
Friend mo.
Friend?
Kinatot mo din to, no?
Hindi. Gusto ko. Gusto ko sana. Kaso,
maganda to eh. She's tall, man. She's like 5'10". Speaking of words back, she's big. She's slender. No, she looks like a beauty queen. That's why I was wondering, like, is this your girlfriend or what? But you want to fuck her too? Okay. So what was the question then again? Sorry, Jason. What was the question?
Yung parang gusto ko ng advice ba? Kasi hindi ko, ano bang gagawin ko? Tuloy ko yung FUBO o yung...
I mean...
Anong nangyayari? What's the problem with me?
I honestly, I know you say you don't agree with me, but I think maybe you're guilty. It's weird because you didn't cheat on your last girlfriend and you've been cheating on this one. You've only been together 1 year and I don't know how in love you are. I mean, if you're super in love with her or if this is one of those pandemic relationships that is just helping pass time. I really don't know how you feel about your girlfriend, right? But I think maybe you're feeling a little guilty. Now, that guilt will likely go away if you keep doing it more often. But I don't want you to do it more often because I don't want you, as a 24-year-old guy, get into this kind of, oh, it's okay to cheat on my girlfriend with any girl who wants to fuck me on Instagram, right? Mm-hmm. But if we're just addressing why do you feel empty after sex, well, because it's meaningless. But you're not naman going in there in love. You're not going in there thinking you're going to hug her and date her and stuff like that. You know naman when you get in, it's in and out, one time, big time, as you said. That's what you know. So there shouldn't be this meaningless sex feeling. It shouldn't exist because you know naman the reality. I think this feeling has more to do with just guilty for cheating on somebody that you're supposedly in love with.
Yeah. And then saka ko tinatanong mo ko nung dapat mo gawin. Ako, like in my opinion, like, di ba binrake down ni Alex para sa'yo, saan ka ba mas nag-e-enjoy? Parang it doesn't make sense na ituloy mo pa na mag-cheat ka. Aside from it being really bad and, you know, bad habit or vice to start really. Kasi baka hanggang pagtanda mo, dalin mo yan, di ba? Hindi mo na-enjoy. So bakit mo ginagawa yung something hindi ka
na-satisfy? Oh, babe, what you refer to forgetting is the a moment of clarity after ejaculation. Alex, you know what I'm talking about here.
Yes.
The desire and the need and the drive and all of the moves and all of the energy you and the money that you put into it, all of that is justified right until after you come. And then after you come, you go, but kung ginawa to?
Ayun nga. Ayun nga. Dahil nandito tayo sa stage na, but kung ginawa to? Or why is it not satisfying? I'm just saying na, you know, yung energy and drive and effort, pwede mo rin naman dalin yun doon sa girlfriend mo eh. You're happy after sex with your girlfriend. Hindi lang siya, maybe yung sex moves niya is not like the fubus na, you know.
Here, babe, here's what you're not understanding because you don't have our sex drive. Watch this. Yeah, here, watch this. Jason!
Yeah. Oh, narinig ko.
All right, the meaningless sex, right? The meaningless sex. Watch this, babe. Mm-hmm. Alex, you know what I'm talking about. When does that reset and gusto mong gawin ulit? And here's the answer. Bukas.
Mm-mm. Totoo.
See? That's what you don't get. The meaningless feeling, that feeling of emptiness, that is so temporary and it lasts maybe all but 6 hours.
No, kasi bored siya. Naisip niya.
Yeah.
Parang buffet yon. Yung busog ka. Busog ka sa buffet. Ayoko na kumain. Pero kinabukasan, sarap ng mga pagkain sa buffet. But di ako kumain ng maradib. Ganun yon.
That's exactly what it is. And that's the thing.
Sabi ko nga, sa...
Sorry, go.
Sabi ko sa ano, 'di ba, sa chat ko sa'yo, yung pagkatapos kong maramdaman 'yan, kinabukasan, maliwag pa din ako.
I'm telling you then, the moment you come, it's guilt.
Oo,
that's
guilt
what I
yun.
Really think it is. It's just a guilty
guilt,
feeling.
Pare, guilt. Alam, kasi na-execute mo na yung gusto mo, pagkatapos nun, parang, oh my God, nagkasala ko, parang, hindi mo, ganito yun, kasi nga, sa tingin ko, ano yan eh, rookie. Hindi ko naman, ito nga problema namin ni Mo, sa ni Chopper. Ang gusto, parang kasi, o kami ng dalawang ni Mo, wag mo namin si Chopper. Parang gusto namin sabihin sa'yo na, hindi, parang, nandun kami sa'yo, parang,
no, that's what I said earlier. You'll eventually, that'll go away. You'll be fine.
Oh, di ba?
But that means you have to continue to cheat on your girlfriend.
But we don't want you to continue to become a cheater.
Kami may dilemma eh, kasi yung nararamdaman mo, common yan sa mga first time, second time, third time, pero, pagka naranasan mo na, mawawala yun, pero ayaw namin sabihin sa'yo yun.
I know.
It's like we're poisoning your mind. Like, alam mo, iho. So, umpisa lang yan. Mga first five, first six. Sabang, you're only on number 3.
Ay, nako, Jason.
After 4, after 5, alam mo, sir, mawawala
saya
din.
Saya na yan. Mag-e-enjoy ka na. Alam mo, aabot na kami ni Mona. Pare, mag-e-enjoy ka na. Promise.
Makinig ka doon sa anghel sa kanan mong shoulder.
Please listen to the Ain of Anal. She is saying this is bad. But what we're saying is this is common for a person where you
well,
are right
now.
Well,
because he also asked, okay, kasi yung question din niya, ano sa tingin nyo dapat kong gawin? Okay, so answer that question. Don't assess.
Ito.
Okay, answer ito, the question.
Ito, ispitan mo yung girlfriend mo kasi obviously, hindi mo siya masyadong mahal kung ini-entertain mo yung maganyan and mm-hmm. then continue with your ano para wala ka nasasaktan.
I disagree. I disagree. Here's the thing. You're a 24-year-old boy who is malibog, okay?
Oh.
And what you're finding is sex with your girlfriend is 10 times better than sex with strangers because you love her. And if you tell her to break up with his girlfriend, then he's going to actually have more sex with more variety, but it's going to now be all meaningless sex. And I think what this guy is tasting right now is, wow, sex with love is amazing. It is, because it is. That is really true. Right? As a single guy, I mean, Alex, as a single guy, right, all we're thinking about is how many people can we sleep with every day of the year? But then when you actually fall in love, you go, oh my God, this is so much better. Like, this is way better. And that goes for guys and girls. But the problem is he's 24 and he wants to fuck every day.
Yeah, so I'm torn, right? Because I get it. Like, you're getting 3 times a week at least of sex with your current girlfriend. I think that's
my answer good. There is to bump up the amount.
Exactly. So you need to say parang yung effort and energy. Two things you can do. It's either yung kay Alex, break up with your girlfriend and then just be single and, you know, do what you want to do, date more girls on Instagram or whatever, right? The other option is stop what you're doing, bump up the quantity and quality of your sex life with your current girlfriend.
And this see, is my, no, my take. Para kasi kumukontra tayo sa ano natin sa sinasabi natin dati lagi na pag you're young at 24,
yeah.
At
yeah,
di ba dati pag 24 right. tayo, right. sabi natin lagi sinasabi, oh 24 ka naman, huwag ka masyadong magseryoso kasi you're so young at baka mamaya magtuloy-tuloy ka sa girlfriend mo kasi pinayuhan ka namin na bump up the sex. At pagkatapos nun, nagkatuluyan kayo, magkaka-problema ka at 31 kasi sa simula pa lang.
Right, but
they're only 1 year. They're only one year.
Kung tumawag siya, sabihin niya 4 years na siya, then I'm saying out of that relationship. But 1 year in the relationship, I want you to learn some lessons here.
Pero ito nga, doon ako sa kabilang side, di ba? Ito, may girlfriend ka, magse-sex kayo na matindi. Pinayuhan kita na ispitan mo to, tapos magbababae ka. Bakit ito magiging problema mo, Jason? Dahil wala ka lang girlfriend, lalo kang di may excite dyan sa mga pubo-pubo mo. Kasi baka na-excite ka lang kasi may girlfriend ka, tapos pag tinitira mo yung babae, like ka ng like, tapos may natira ka, meaningless sex, kasi kaya mahal mo yung babae. Ang sinasabi ko sa'yo, mag-masturbate ka lang.
But Alex, here's the thing. Growing up, you and me, maybe 17, 18 years old, whatever. Sure, you like a girl on Insta. Well, we have no Instagram back then, but let's pretend we are 17 in the Instagram world. If we like a girl on Insta, we're not going to get sex though. So we have to masturbate as a compensation for the reality that we're never going to get this girl. This guy is getting the girls.
Talaga? Guapo ba to?
Well, I mean, he's okay. I'm sure these girls are fucking... Fug.
That was a chopper.
Hindi kasi nila like lang niya eh. Katulad mo sabi mo, di ba?
Yeah, I know. But as a girl, you're like, oh my God, he must be pogi. So, see, we already have the girl energy there. The one who's willing to do it. The girl.
No. Like, I'm only in this conversation.
I know, but
not
what
like
I'm saying
when he
is,
likes the photo.
I know that Angelica is not going to fuck this guy. This guy's in Papaya's 21st
year. But what I'm saying Angelica, is, like single Angelica. Like, okay, if someone likes the photo, parang tapos yung story eh, he's getting like, FUBUs out of liking or reacting on Instagram. I'm sure it happens a lot because, you know, the social media days. Pero ang dalas, so parang he was like,
right, and that's more my point though, right? This guy is getting something most guys cannot accomplish. Most guys can't react and then all of a sudden get pussy. This guy's actually successful in it, right?
He's not even sliding in DMs. Nagre-react lang
siya. So honestly, Alex, the masturbation theory, while solid for many, many occurrences, is not really valid for him.
Oh, kasi ba't ka magmamasturbate?
Because why would I masturbate if I can get the real thing? Think about marriages, that, like marriages that have sexual problems. All of you husbands or wives who are listening, because we have this problem coming up maybe several times today on the show, right? Today and tomorrow's back-to-back from the details. A lot of people, if you're in a long-term relationship, you get angry for masturbating because, like, why do I have to masturbate? Like, why is it I'm at this level na I'm in a relationship at kailangan pa akong mag-jackal. Like, it's frustrating, right? this is the young person equivalent of that. It's like, ba't ako magja-jackal? Eh, pwede bukas ako.
Magla-like lang ako sa isang
kamera. Magkarampot na ako bukas. Like, why would I masturbate? Like, I could do it. I can have the real thing.
Alam payo natin dito sa saraulong Jason na to ng ganda-ganda ng buhay natin. Magkaroon siya naman ang tumitira ng mga babae. Oh, sige. Tuloy mo lang. Bukay lang.
That's true. Yeah, honestly, in the end, okay, this is really bad advice, but no one ever said GTWM was about getting the right advice. Okay, no one ever said that. If your problem is you feel meaningless, it'll go away. I promise you that. Right?
Ito na tayo sa
iba. However, Jason, are you there?
Hello.
Okay, eventually, mawawala yun, right?
Bawas ligtas points sa langit to.
Yeah. But I will tell you this. It's not really gonna do anything good for you long term. Short term, 24 years old, you know what? Fine. I don't care. Do it. Who cares? Pakialam. You're 24. But please understand, you cannot behave this way indefinitely. And please understand that the girl that you supposedly love, if she finds out, you will bring a pain to her life that you are single-handedly responsible for that is going to crush her. And this is the girl that you love.
Over
just pussy that I think you can level up naman with her.
Oh.
Here's the experiment. Have more sex with your girlfriend. Let's see if you fuck less girls. And see, okay? Now, if it doesn't work, say, Mo, Sir Alex, Ma'am Chopper, limang beses na kami sa isang linggo, pero kailangan ko pa rin yung Saturday and Sunday, I'm gonna go on Instagram and fuck girls. Then that's fine. Then okay, you know what? Then you tried and you failed.
Oh.
One day you're gonna get caught, you're gonna break your girlfriend's heart. One day you're gonna fuck the wrong girl who's gonna ruin your life because her boyfriend's gonna come after you or whatever the fuck. One day you're just gonna be in failed relationship after failed relationship because you've been a career fuckboy. And you're gonna deal with those consequences down the line. Okay?
I guess we're buddies, son.
Okay. Thank you.
But I will tell you, man, dude, when you're single, meaningless sex is not a problem. Not a problem.
Okay.
Yeah. Nagpupubo ka, gusto mo maghanap ng meaning. Hindi ka tumulong sa charity.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Charity.
Di ba para magkaroon ng meaning ang buhay mo.
And we can find a lot of analogies. Like Alex said, the buffet thing. You can find a lot of analogies in food. You know that junk food tastes good in the moment but makes you feel bad after, right? You know that, right?
Exactly,
you can find so many analogies in the world for what you're in right now where the short term is okay. But the very next feeling you get after you achieve it is not a good feeling.
And then meron pa siyang, kung ituloy mo, in the long term, may even serious bad effects pa yung junk food.
Yeah. So there's a lot here that you can take from lessons wise. Okay, Jason?
Base sa kwento mo, Jason, sa impyerno ngayon, nakasulat na yung letter J. Pagka tinuloy mo yan, itutuloy ni Satanas yung Jason. Letter J ka
first
pala.
Letter, yeah. First letter is already
nag-aaway-aaway si Angel sa yung sabtas. Amin yan si Jason. Pag sinunod niya si Mo Twister, tinuloy niya, Jason!
Pag tinuloy niya, may underline pa yun. Madaming beses. Underline.
Thanks for the call, brother. Appreciate you. Have a good day, man. Good luck.
Thank you.
Jason, yung babae sa Instagram, yung pinakahuling picture, girlfriend mo yan? Hindi. Kaibigan lang. Pero gusto mong katot. Oo.
Gusto ko talaga. No. You ask like, pero nakantot mo na. Hindi, pero gusto ko.
Nakakatawa yung react-react lang, no? React-react lang. Tapos na yung pag-sex na. Sino mo babae to?
Yeah, it's so genuine.
Nag-react si Alex sa picture ko. I'm gonna fuck him.
Hindi ko mag-hits. Like, babae.
Paano kaya din na nag-start? Paano nagsasak? Siguro magsisimart yun. Hi. Oh, nilike mo yung picture ko. Nga eh. Kantutan tayo. Sure.
I can't. But talagang titang-tita na siguro.
Hindi rin ako. Kahit ako, hindi ko naman.
You know, I used to say this piece of advice. We said this earlier, right? That there were jokes and comments that I would have made 10 years ago that I could never get away with now. Mm-hmm. Parang feeling ko gusto ko mag... I want to grab back from the 10 years to explain... why this is real. And I don't mean this as a joke, and I don't mean this to be chauvinistic, and I don't mean this to be a male pig, but I think there's some truth to it.
Which one?
What I'm going to say.
Okay,
even though it's super offensive. So, disclaimer, disclaimer. Okay, yeah. Bling, bling, bling.
Pag nag-disclaimer, Simona, this is offensive.
It's offensive.
Talagang offensive.
It is. But it's not offensive. I don't find it to be offensive. I just think you can't give this advice anymore. But I think it's still true. Okay?
Okay.
When guys used to call the show, and they said they wanted more girls to bang, but they were not confident, I would tell them this.
Oh,
practice,
I know this advice. Yes.
With ugly girls. Practice with girls who don't get the DMs. Put that words back all day. I'm sure any words back photo she posts, there's going to be 600 comments of talong, tanginang apple, sprinkle, sprinkle. There's going to be all these fucking emojis and reactions, right? But there's some girls out there that don't get that. They don't get the talong emoji. They don't get the peach emoji. They don't get the happy face with dila sticking out emoji. They don't get the wow, hot. They don't. And that's where these motherfuckers like Jason prey on that shit. They're the guys that are just bogey enough to emoji the girl that doesn't get hit on. The girls that don't get the attention. Boom. You're practicing on them and you're banging them tomorrow. At 24 years old, 23, 22, 21, 19, 20, you know, all that age range where all of their friends are getting boys calling them, liking them, swiping right on them and all that. And they're the ones that don't get the attention. It's guys like Jason who's going to attack on those and be successful.
Yeah.
Oh, tama. Kaya sa mga kasal, yun ang pinaka-vulnerable yung mga babae, yung mga bridesmaid.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. The ones who are not getting the attention. That's how you score.
Kasal na bride na, tapos doon sila nag-iinom doon sa may mga weddings. Yun ang mga vulnerable. Pag wala ka sa IG, gusto mo sa live. Hanapin mo yung mga bridesmaid na, oh my God, lagi na lang akong bridesmaid. Pag narinig mo yun, ting-ting-ting-ting-ting-ting. Ay.
Oh my gosh.
And what you may fail to realize, babe, based on what I was saying with this guy, and just kind of, and this is why it carries over to every girl listening to the show. I don't care if you're at work. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you're at church. I don't care if you're anything. Once a guy can listen from a distance, oi, I think I heard vulnerable based on something you said, they're going to attack it. This guy, remember the girl, the tall girl I said, guess you, do you know where they were in the photo?
Where?
Kasal. I'm looking at it right now and may corsage pa si Gago, nakasuit, all that stuff. He's standing next to this girl who looks like a supermodel. I gotta take a photo of this fucking shit. Hold on.
And guys cast a lot of nets, right?
Yeah, we cast a lot of nets. And you stupid
like
asses fall for it.
A huge net. Yeah.
We'll take anything. I will take anything. We're fishermen. We throw the net. We're hoping for lobster, pero kung sapatos ang, I'll wear those shoes. You know?
Yeah, and there
was a host na wedding. Nag-host ako ng wedding chopper. Tapos pag-host ko, tapos alam mo yung mga nag-i-speech yung mga bridesmaid, yung mga ano, yung maid of honor na single. Alam mo yung sinasabi nila? Sinasabi nila sa sarili nila yun eh. I'm happy that you found the right guy and you're gonna
so
live forever.
For
was really happy. Tapos yun, tapos habang sinasabi yun, narinig yun lahat ng mga single doon. Lahat ng nasa wedding, sa reception, nagiinuman yung kasebol. Oh my God! She found the right guy. Tapos yun, yan. Yun
look how hot this girl is. Look how hot this girl is.
I need to see.
Look how hot that girl is. And she's hot. That girl's hot for his look standard. This girl's hot. She's not hot for us.
Where did you put it?
I put it in your Viber. This girl's fucking hot as shit for him. For that level.
Oh mo, sus Mariosep. Oh, sa itong guy na nagsasayta, medyo may itsura rin pala.
That's
oh
what
my
I mean.
Gosh, beauty queen to.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He's just good looking enough to prey on the uglier girls.
May tsura yung guy. May tsura naman pala yung guy. Kasi sa boses niya, parang akala
but
mo.
But think about look at the girls. Look at their height difference. I mean, she's got to be 5'10". He's like maybe 5'6".
Parang yung girl, parang umaano. Yung, alam mo yung beauty queen na si ano, sila Shamsi. Sila, yeah.
Yung before Shamsi pa.
Si
first runner up.
Whatever, it doesn't matter. But this girl is hot. First of all, of course he wants to fuck her. He's hot. But remember, look, this guy's good looking enough. Hindi siya pogi, no, but good looking enough in the province to jump on Instagram, react a little bit to a bunch of threes and fours, because he himself is a six, can't fuck the nine, even though he wants to. But he's hanging out with enough attractive people to make him worth banging tomorrow. If I were a girl who doesn't get a lot of attention.
Yeah.
It's an amazing strategy.
Galing.
It's an amazing strategy. Very offensive.
Yung pinaliwala, di ba yung pinaliwala natin, ano, yung your target, di ba, number seven ka. You go to the number seven para sa equal mo or lower. You go to 6, 5, 4. Kasi ang 8 out of your, 9 out of your league, mga ano yun eh, mga lotto winner yun eh. Pagka nakakuha ka ng samtang, unless may pera ka.
No, yeah, of course. But the 7, if you have pera, the 7 makes you a 9. My thing is, if you're 7, 6, I would say this guy's maybe 5 or 6, maybe strong 6, more than a set of 5. Let's say he's a 6, right? Because he's not amazing. But if he's a 6, his girlfriend's probably an 8, but the girls he's banging every day are 4s.
Mm-mm. Pede.
Because he can get it tomorrow by just a simple react.
Kung kakatunin nyo lang sa show na to, malamang akala nyo pinag-uusapan namin math. Nag-usapan namin formula. If you're a 6 and the 8,
you carry the 3.
Maybe you're the 4.
You carry the 3, but of course 20% of 6 here is going to be only a, you know, yeah, no.
But there's a multiplier effect, so. Right. Oh my goodness.
So anyway, I think the photo brings a little bit of context, right? Of course he wants to bang the girl, but he cannot bang her because she's too hot. He's gonna go ahead, fuck the other ones.
Etong picture na to, lagi kami nagsasabi ni Mo na may nagagandaan kami mga babae sa picture. Tapos may lang magme-message sa amin, patingin ng picture. Etong picture na to, dito ako talaga nagandahan.
Naka-face mask, pero ang ganda.
But you can tell. You can tell the body.
Alam ko. Ang ganda,
the cleavage, the tall, the height, the cleavage, the neck, the arm, everything. This girl's
the purse.
Oh, yung mga pictures before sa amin, pag nakikita ko na matagalan, okay. Ito talaga mukhang, oh my God, this is...
Yeah.
Iniisip ko nga, baka mamaya, hindi naman niya kaibigan to. Baka mamaya, guest na celebrity.
Yeah, nagpa-picture lang.
Feeling ko nga, baka nga celebrity to eh.
Words back, can I have a picture?
No, Lara Igaman.
I don't think so because look, they're inside the pew of the church. This is not like sa labas or sa harap ng simbahan.
I know, but she may have also been a guest of the wedding. But she could be a celebrity.
I think we're insulting
him. That's
how
hot she is.
Yeah, that's how hot this girl is. This goes really
well.
Okay, anyway, we gotta take a break. When we come back, we have more of the show. You're listening to Good Times World, the podcast, year 10, 127, AMA, with, of course, Alex and Chopper here. We'll take another call when we return. Don't go away.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook. Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook.
You're listening to the podcast, Good Times with Mo, the podcast, year 10, episode 127. It's also the first of the back-to-back AMA episodes that we now have on a weekly basis. Chopper, Kalieha on the show. And of course, Alex, your big, big show coming up for your birthday, which is the 8th of October, which is, gosh, what is it now? Like 3 weeks away, give or take. Happy Nab Birthday Pa, which is available for tickets purchases at tickettome.net.
Yes, www.ticketome.net via Zoom. So one ticket, pwede kayong buong family. October 8th, my birthday is October 7th. So October 8th ko gagawin because it's a Friday. 3 hours of stand-up comedy. Marami akong makasamang stand-up comedian na talaga namang up and coming. And meron akong paraffle, TV, washing machine, and air purifier, and a lot more. Tapos, sa mga hindi nalilito lang na sa mga listeners ng Reddit and Discord, yung mga request yung mga forbidden question, ginagawa namin ni Mo Twister yan after the show. It's a live GTWM/punchline. So, baka naku-confuse kayo na Mo is going to guess and then wala lang. We do a little bit of live GTWM exclusive live show. Well, now with Chopper. So, sa mga hindi nakakaintindi, so nagawa na namin dyan yung mga forbidden. Ngayon, may promise ako, pag nag-500 kayo, may papalabas akong isang episode ng punchline. Ah, ano lang, mga chop lang para marinig nyo.
Speaking of Punchline, though, speaking of Punchline, man, the Chopper episode on Punchline with Alex Gallea has a powerhouse episode, of course, top 10 in the country on Spotify. So make sure to download those episodes. Punchline with Alex Gallea is the podcast. Oh. It's a massively successful show that, when you have the time, do check it out. I mean, there's no reason to like this show and not like that show. I mean, you get the same kind of humor. And you get more guests. Like, that's what Alex says. You interview celebrities. We don't do that here. Celebrities are our co-hosts, and we interview the callers. But on Alex's show, he fucking super famous people. So do check it out.
I did try to, like, turn the questions on Alex. Ang galing eh. Hindi ko mabaligtad. Hindi niya sasagot. Binabalik niya sa akin. So, that's pretty good.
Sa combo ang good times mo in Punchline. Ah. So, si Chopper. Yeah. Ano. So, it's
sister
a,
shows.
Saka kailangan na gano'n siya. Nasa number 21 and 22 kami. Magkatabi.
I saw that. Oo.
Oh, back to
Thank you guys for all the support.
No, Mo, the 99 cents, of course.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, can you please donate to the podcast by going to anchor.fm/GTWM podcast. Again, if you were donating to the old season, I think I left about 25 donations there that I removed already because I pulled down those episodes and I'm going to make one major archive channel, hopefully. If you were donating to the old channel, please transfer that. I can't do that. You have to do that to the current season, which is, of course, again, anchor.fm/GTWM podcast for 99 cents a month. Ready to go?
Yes.
Let's do this. Let's talk to Shelly. Shelly is 37 years old. She is in Manila and off air. You can hear the deep voice in Shelly. Hey, Shelly.
Hey, Will.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, Alex. Hey, Chopper.
Hey, Shelly.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, how long have you been listening to this show, Shelly?
On and off. Actually, it's really the FM show that I've been listening to, not until pandemic, because I listen to that when I go to work, but then, you know, I had to work from home.
Yeah.
So kind of on and off.
Okay, got it. Thanks. I appreciate the listening to the radio show. And yeah, I mean, if you're new to the podcast, again, maybe the archives would be great if you ever want to kind of just cram in and get a bunch of the older stuff there. Shelly, what is up with you, man? Why are you here on the show? And I'm assuming this is your first time since you're new. What's the problem? What's the question?
Well, actually, when you posted that question, just one thing that came into my mind and I just posted out there. I didn't really think that, you know, it's something that you'd be interested in. But so I'm in a really long relationship. 18 years.
Wow.
So I've been with this guy since college, but that's on and off, right? So, so been together for 18 years now. On our first few years, of course, it was great in all aspects. Like, we get along, sex was good, things like that. And then on our seventh year, we separated. I don't know, maybe because we wanted to try something out, or we were young, we were trying to look for other things.
That's absolutely the right thing to do, right? Mm-hmm. Absolutely the right thing to do. Yeah.
Yeah. And I would usually call it as like a 7-year itch kind of thing. Sure. Actually, we had a 5-year itch. We have a 7-year itch. I don't know.
there's a 15-year itch. I mean, there's a bunch of itches.
Oh, yeah. I'll get to that, Mo. That's so funny. So when we separated, right? I had to break it off because I felt like it's not going anywhere. I mean, obviously, it's not the same anymore. So I had to make that call. I was waiting for him to do it because he was the one who's like really being cold, or like, alam mo yun, parang inaantay niya na lang na ako yung makapag-break. That's how I felt.
Yeah.
So there was just this one instance where sabi ko, ito pag ginawa niya to, and you know, I'm really gonna break it off. Saiko, iwalin ko na siya.
What
so
was
that
it?
Happened. So
what was it? Kami. Yeah, but what was it?
So me and my friends went to Boracay. And then sabi ko, pag di niya ako sinundo from the airport.
If he's not there. So, alam mo, may malaking bagay. Hindi pala sinundo sa
just
airport.
Lord, give me one reason. Reason,
give
Lord.
Give me any sign.
No, because it's really my mom was gonna really pick me up. But then, I mean, I was hoping that he'd be there.
Like, wow, the gesture, so he didn't even stand you up. And you broke up with him. Like, it wasn't even scheduled that he was going to pick you up.
Yeah, it was just you're hoping that he would be like, you know, the inner romantic in him would say, well, let me go to the airport and pick him up.
Well, but how do you... Okay, wait, hold on 1 second. I'm fucking bone to pick with this shit, right? Alex, if the person said, my mom is picking me up at the airport...
Hindi mo nasusunduin yun.
Ba't mo susunduin pa? Eh, puta ka na yung may nakaschedule na eh. Like, why would you take that against him?
No, kasi, okay, so we've been there for like 3 days, right? I never got to talk to him. His phone cannot be reached. I don't know where the hell he is. Yeah. You know, while my other friends are like talking to their boyfriends, like every night checking them out. Me, I'm trying to get a hold of him. I couldn't. So I'm like so pissed. So parang gago talaga to. Di
talaga
nagpaparang
okay, okay,
so like, my reason.
Fine. Okay, anyway, so you break
but,
up
I
with
mean,
him.
There's a few more other reasons why.
That's fine. I don't care
parang
anymore.
Yun na lang yung...
Okay, I don't care because it's like so long ago in the past. Continue and let's get to where we are today.
So that's done, right? So anyway, so I broke up with him. And then tumawag siya after like a few days and he's like, asan ka? I'm like, gago na sa airport. I know I was kidding him, no? Kasi parang iirita ako na hindi talaga niya ako.
Shelly, I don't care about this anymore. This is years ago, right? This is years ago.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move to where we are today.
All right, so 7 years, so when we broke up, I had a relationship, a new one. And then, of course, I'm sure he had his own. And then mine didn't work out. It was an LDR. It's pretty, like, a few months. And then roughly about a year, he always have this way of getting in touch with me every time we break up. So in short, we got together. We kind of got back together. And then, so a few months into it, I got pregnant.
Okay.
Right? So
yeah.
We had a baby. And then that time, he wanted us to get married. Ayoko pa kasi parang, not just because we're having a baby, we're going to get married. So sabi ko, let's wait it out. Let's see how it works. So yun, after a year, so I had a baby. After a year, he proposed to me. Pero parang hindi pa rin ako sure.
So you, what did you said no?
So, I accepted it, yeah. But then after almost a year, I sabi ko, let's not push through with it. Kasi parang I'm not sure.
How long ago is this?
2012.
How old is your child? Like, so your child is then 10 years
old.
That was
a year after we got.
Okay, so your kid right now is 10. Your kid right now is 10 years old.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how many kids do you have?
Just one.
Okay. Continue. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so 2012, and then during that time when I had a kid, of course we were so busy. I was so busy with my kid, with our kid, and then that was the time I was really like trying to build a career during that time. So I know I've been so busy, I didn't get to like really work on relationships. So parang na set aside din yung relationship eventually. And then I got promoted, I got into a really good job. Tapos siya kasi parang chill lang din siya pagdating sa career, sa work ganyan. So in short, parang medyo naiiwan ko siya in a sense. So I don't know, he doesn't even want to pick me up at work kasi parang he doesn't want to talk to my friends kasi nga baka, parang I don't know ha, ang feeling ko lang, insecure siya.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah,
know. Yeah. But that's just how I feel.
Sure.
And then eventually, parang medyo nawawala na din yung relationship eventually. So, ayun nga.
With
so,
big
14
changes,
years.
With big changes, obviously, is always a threat right, to fucking up the relationship. So, yeah. Continue.
Yeah. So, yun. Ito nga yung I was saying earlier. After 7 years when we broke up, on our 14th year, we separated again. Sabi ko, ano ba to? Every 7 years ba yung itch na yan? Yeah. So, we separated 2017. And then, ako na din yung nakipag-break kasi parang ito na naman, parang wala. I'm not attracted to him na physically, sexually, nothing's happening anymore. So, parang ganun din. I don't know how where he's getting it because we're really not doing it anymore. So sabi ko, okay, I wanna try it out din naman, another relationship. Kasi sabi ko, I'm trying to keep it just because of the kid. And it's not, I don't want naman na, you know, dahil lang sa kid, we'll be staying together. So again, I broke up with him. And then I got into another relationship. And then I'm sure siya din. So same thing, you know, this guy naman I was with during that time, I am very much attracted him naman physically. kasi parang, I don't know if it's just I'm not attracted to my partner, that's why we're not doing it, or hindi talaga ako, you know, na-excite sa kanya, or I don't want to do it with him. So I got together with someone I'm physically attracted with para malaman ko kung is it about it.
But,
pero kasi when I was in,
But what? I mean, because just so we can speed this up, no, Shelly, because we're working on years here and we're taking like 5 to 7 minutes year, right? Okay, so you did the right thing. You let him go and you dated somebody you wanted to have more sex with. That's what I'm sounding, right? Mm-hmm. And then what, though? Like, why did that not work out? And why you... Because it sounds like you're still back together with... with your guy. So what happened quickly? What happened?
So that's the thing. This new guy I'm with, I mean, hindi rin ako satisfied in terms of... I mean, sexually. So inisip ko, baka ako yung may problem. So, you know what I mean? So, inisip ko, baka it's just, I'm not doing it with my partner because hindi ako attracted to him anymore, or, you know, and other reasons. Pero ito, when I'm with this new guy, you know, we were, you know, so into each other and all that. Pero on the sexual part, hindi pa din ako happy, you know?
Okay.
And then eventually, I know naman na hindi it na mag-work. So I cut it off again. So nag-end na rin ulit yung relationship. And then, you know, my partner, he always has his way to, you know, get in touch with me. So again, we communicated, we got back together, and then 2018,
oh my God, we're only on 2018? Shelly, let's get to 2021 as fast as you can. We're still at 18.
So we're back together now. The only problem is we're not having sex as much as I would, you know, want to, or we do, we try, but hindi talaga, parang hindi na kami.
Okay, so here we go. Let's do some statistics real quick, right? And then we'll get to your question. I think your question is, how do I stay in a sexless relationship? Number one, how often are you guys having sex?
How often?
Yeah, in a week.
My God, I don't need... Honestly, the last time we had it was before the pandemic started.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so that's rough, right?
Yes.
And is it? Are you initiating and he's saying no, or you're not initiating, he's not initiating, and it's just meh?
You know what? It's funny because one time, I mean, a long time ago when he initiated, right? We were already there, about getting to that part. He parang ironing.
Do you want to have sex with him? Like, if I told you right now, hey, you're gonna have sex with your boyfriend tonight, are you happy about that idea, or are you dreading that idea?
A part of me really wants to, but if we're already there, parang I hindi ako na satisfied at all. But, you know, the idea of being with him, cuddling and things like that, I still like that. But the sex itself, it's, you know, okay, I'll do it just because, you know, that's how, I mean, if you want it. But for myself, hindi talaga.
So what are you doing for sex then? Are you masturbating, vibrator, or are you cheating on him?
I got a toy during the pandemic. Like, I mean.
Okay, does he know about
all,
it?
Yeah.
Does he know about the toy?
He knows about that. Yeah.
Okay. And how does he feel about it?
No, because during that time, he's not staying with us because.
Okay, I know, but that's not my question. My question is, he knows about the toy. How does he feel about the fucking toy?
Honestly, I don't know. I don't know how he feels about it because, I mean, he knows that we're not doing it. So I'm, you know.
Have you guys talked about, like, the lack of sex life and the lack of the quality of the sex when the last time you did have sex? Have you guys talked about it?
Not exactly. Not exactly to that detail. It's more like generally, like the family. How is it going to be like?
We get a lot of this, right? We get a lot of the sexually frustrated married couples who call the show. And I'm trying in my mind, and this is a conscious thing, right? Like, it's conscious in my mind. This past couple of weeks to go, how can I interview people differently so we can all get a different angle, or we can, listeners can get a different angle of, okay, this is the same problem. And I'm not sick of this problem because it's a real problem and it's really fucking frustrating. Mm-hmm. And people really start to hate their partner when this part of the relationship starts to decline. It's not about being unhappy. It's about fucking hating them already, okay? So do you hate your boyfriend / husband, father of your child? Like, are you at a point where you're already despising him because of this?
Actually, no, naman. I'm actually seeing it as it's probably me because I know he wants to, but a lot of times, you know, medyo inaano ko siya, parang I'm not agreeing if he wants to.
Yeah,
I know.
And maybe that's why he's
giving
up.
I don't despise him.
Right, and maybe he despises you. I'm that's why I'm trying to get a picture of how you guys feel about each other. And then my second question, and it's heavily related to the first one, and this is for all couples listening. What are your options now that you're this frustrated? And your options could totally be, I'm going to cheat on him because I will. I'll cheat on him because I'm sitting here waiting and waiting and waiting and I've told them and told them and told them and they're not fucking doing anything about it. Fuck it. I mean, at some point I have to eat, right? Mm-hmm. Are you going to buy a toy, which you have? Are you going to break up with him?
That's the reason why I separated with him like a few years back, because I honestly I couldn't get involved with another guy if I'm still in a relationship. So I really had to like break up with him because I want to, you know, get together with another person.
Right, you just didn't want to be cheating. Okay, so Shelly, do me this. Give me a question. What's the question?
I mean, if this is the case, He wanted to get married. That's the part I'm afraid of, that I cannot fulfill that part of a relationship, which is like a major.
When's the last time he brought up the marriage?
He came back home here like a few months ago when he got fully vaccinated, and we thought about it or we talked about it. But not the part, not our problem. It's really
okay. Got it, Shelly. What's the question? Word for word, give me one that ends with a question mark. The next thing that sends it out of your mouth, put it in question form. What's the question?
Is it a good idea to get married if we already know from the start that you're not?
It took us 20 minutes sexually to get to a defining no.
No. Sexual compatibility is very important. Yeah.
Pwede ba ako magano? May sasabihin lang ako sa kwento niya mula sa simula, no? Alam mo ba't nagkakabalikan pa kayo? Kasi hindi kayo kasal. Kaya kayo nagkakaiwalay ng okay kasi hindi pa kayo kasal. Just imagine kung kasal kayo noong mga panahon na yun, malamang nag-cheat ka lang. Kasi itong nangyari sa opinion ko, I don't think you're sexually compatible from the very beginning. Ang nangyayari lang, pagka hindi kayo nagkakasundo, nung mga kwento mo, ha, meron kang way out para maipag-sex sa iba, which is to separate with them, try with this guy, tapos hindi nag-work. Sinong default comeback mo? Yung boyfriend mo na wala ka nang masyadong gagawin kasi meron na. And then, pagkatapos niyan, meron ka na namang urge para, alam mo na, iiwalayin mo siya kasi hindi ka satisfied, tapos papasok ka sa isang relasyon, and then pag hindi nag-work, babalik ka na naman sa guy. Ngayon, ang gusto ko maging solusyon, papakasal ba kami? The answer is no. Kasi, ang nag-save lang sa inyo, ba't kayo nagtagal? Kasi hindi kayo kasal. Kaya meron kang way out. Pero you know what? You've cheated a lot of times kung nagkasal kayo.
And you know, maybe, again, you have a 10-year-old, right? So you're trying to work this out and make it work. But what does make it work mean? I mean, clearly you're sexually frustrated. That's a really big part of a marriage. I'll call this a marriage. It sounds like a marriage. You guys just don't have the paperwork, right?
18 years.
You sound like a relationship that we have just discussed in the last call, and we've discussed it for 10 years. Your relationship that stayed together well beyond like its expiration date.
Yeah.
You started young, so you should have ended at some point, and you guys decided to go the whole way, okay? Fine. You're there. We're here. Whatever, okay? It's not like it's been a disaster, but what we're talking about is tomorrow and not yesterday, and that's what you have to lead with your mindset. what is my life going to look like moving forward, knowing that I'm so sexually frustrated with this person? Because 9 times out of 10, it's just going to get worse. If you've talked about it years ago and nothing is being done, putang ina, it's never going to get fixed. Okay. And that's going to be your life. Okay. And it comes, and you're going to have to deal with it. And here's my million peso question now for all of you who are in sexually frustrating marriages. What are your options in your head? Is it cheating? Is it buying a toy? Is it masturbating on your own? Is it being miserable? Because tell you right now, there's nothing going to be positive about it. I said it earlier, when you sit there and you go, why am I masturbating so much when I'm in a relationship?
Yeah, so
that's frustrating.
Why I asked Shelly, like, have you talked about it with him? It sounds like, okay, and it may not be the best idea, that it sounds like you both want to work out and stay together. I don't know if that's the best idea. Pretty sure a lot of listeners will have their comments or opinions about that. But in the process of deciding, for example, if you say, I want to stay and work it out because it's worth it, in however way you quantify that, like whatever your goal is in the future, right? The answer mm-hmm. will still not be marriage. You still need to work out the root cause of the problem. A wedding ring and a ceremony doesn't fix that. Okay. So do not get married with this guy or any guy unless you know for sure that where you are today, if it don't assume it's going to get better, it can stay the same. It might even get a little worse and rocky, and then you can go back. Bonus na lang yon if it even gets like super better, right? Yung ganon.
Yeah.
Like, think about that. Like, tignan mo, like, andito kami today. Pero kung gusto-gusto ko talaga siya, na siya na talaga yung the one and forever, anong gagawin ko, right? You don't get married. You fix the
problem. I don't even like your question, Shelly, to be honest. Honestly, well, I'm not even in the marriage mindset right
now.
Exactly. I'm not, this question shouldn't be, should I get married? It's, what am I going to do with this guy?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's actually a big reason why I don't want to get married.
Sorry, we lost.
Because I don't really want to cheat in that process. I mean, you guys are saying, hello?
Yeah, we hear you.
Go ahead. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, that's the reason why I really don't want to get married, because, yun nga, ayokong biglang magbago yung isip ko in the middle, tapos I'm already stuck here. So far, okay kaming ganito. Pero since we're talking about it and I can't answer him straight out, yun yung naisip ko lang. So I'm just thinking, how long bang ganito? But yeah,
in a perfect relationship, in a perfect relationship, Shelly, how many times would you like to have sex in a week?
Honestly, I don't know anymore. Like once lang eh, or like I don't know.
You're in starvation mode already. Almost, it's like I don't care what means.
But your husband, you also said that your partner wants to have sex, pero pag nandun na sa moment, you turn him down.
Yeah, that's.
Part of her call, babe, is like sometimes she thinks it's also her fault. She wants more sex.
May mga red flags ako, Mo. May mga red flags ako sa kwento niya. Yung pag naipag-split siya, yung sinasabi niyang, I'm getting this, malamang, salagcha rin. Parang lahat yung assumption just to make yourself feel better.
Oh, yeah. You know, people do that all the time.
Hindi ko alam yung nangyayari sa husband mo, kasi marami, ilang beses mo sinabi na, I'm having sex, malamang nagsisex din siya. Hindi man lang definite, no? Kasi that will make you feel better na, if I'm doing this, kaya naman okay ako dito. Kasi malamang ginagawa rin ng saraon na to.
At least, sometimes that's not said enough. I think you're 100% right. Like, in a marriage or relationship when there's no sex, I am now going to make up stories that, without any evidence, because it's impossible for me to think you're not having some kind... Where are you getting it then? Where are you getting your sexual inspiration? Where are you getting your sex period from if we're not having any? Co-workers, your boss, your friend, your this. There must be a substitute. And we will create those stories because it's no longer in our lives.
Oh.
That's why you guys have to keep in touch with this shit. That's why you have to fucking fix this problem. And if you're going to continue to year after year... neglect it, you know what? I'm going to start believing that you're banging some other person. I'm going to start banging some other person. And you're going to eat, and it doesn't matter if you're doing it or not. Because in my head, I have made that reality because we refuse to fix the problem that we've been fucking discussing forever.
Oh.
So you're convinced he's banging another girl. You convinced. Why? Because you guys are not banging each other. So now that it becomes a fact in your mind, even though you have no evidence to support the assumption, you're going to fuck up your relationship too.
Probably. I take that. It's just that there was a history a long time ago, a really, really long time ago. So that's why, yeah, I must have probably assumed that, you know, he probably have cheated during the relationship. So I don't know. But I don't know.
Girl,
right now,
usap kayo, girl. Usap kayo,
yeah,
girl.
Yeah, you gotta talk to him.
Honestly, I don't even want to. Just leave, dude.
Yeah, this like, do you really want to be with
yeah,
him forever?
This is way over. This is over a long time ago, man.
Oh, nga, eh.
Honestly, but it doesn't mean you take my advice. I think Alex, in the end, Alex is right. You should talk. Yeah. But honestly, man, I'm at this point. I'm like, I'm exhausted, and like, fuck it, man. Just, dude, get out. No, that's me, man. I think though the right thing to do is talk to him about it, because there might be a way to save this if you want to save it. But I'll tell you right now, talk is cheap sometimes. You got to get some action going. Like, you guys haven't talked, so talk. And but if there's no action behind that talking after that, fuck this.
Yeah,
place.
And there's a lot of work that's gonna, like, if you talk and decide, okay, this we're gonna, that doesn't happen instantly. The problem doesn't get solved right away, huh?
But you have to have a time limit. You have to, or else really, it isn't worth it. Talking about a problem and not seeing a solution for years is pointless at that point. You've just wasted years. And eventually, whether either you're gonna be unhappy or you're gonna do something really bad.
Yeah, that's the last thing I want to do, of course.
I think a lot of people, we don't want to go to the place where we have to do something bad. But starvation is starvation. Just think about it. Let's look at the analogy. In an end-of-the-world scenario, and if you're just trying to survive, I'm going to steal from people. I'm going to break into homes and steal their shit. We've seen every apocalyptic movie, right? You just go out because you're starving already.
Oh, you ran out of toilet paper during the pandemic.
Right. Like, people started fighting for it. It's irrelevant. That's the same thing with sex. It's like, hey, we ran out of it. We ran out of it. Okay, so I want some more of it. Oh, what? You're not going to supply it? Guess what? I'm going to go fucking steal it now.
Get it. Yeah, totally. Yeah, I'm totally getting that. I guess that we really have to talk about it, like about the actual problem, because he said he's scared about me not satisfying me, because we've had this instance where we tried and then I wasn't happy and then parang awkward na afternoon. So I think that's what we tried to do. We need to try to work out.
Yeah. Yeah,
so anyway, yeah.
And it's up to you, Shelly. First, before you even get to working out, first ask yourself if you even wanted to work out. And if you do, then yes, then talk to him. If you don't, fuck it, man.
Yeah.
I think it was a bad idea to stay this long anyway.
Yeah. Okay? Yeah, understood. Right.
Okay. So, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yep. No worries. Good
Take
luck.
Take care.
Yep. Good luck.
Okay.
Good
bye-bye.
Luck,
bye.
Pero si Shelly lang naman makakadesa. I know, like, it sounds like it's so long na parang expired na yung relationship. It sounds to us that way, like, outsiders, right? Siya lang din naman ang makakapag-decide and quantify, like, if sa kanya, sa goals niya, what she wants in life, worth it talaga to be with this guy, right? And then if it is, that's where you gotta put in the work and you can't tiptoe around it. You really both have to talk about it and do something.
Okay, what if, right? And Alex, I mean, not to bring up too much of past and all of that stuff, but you have said it here. When couples separate, but then they've got children, sometimes there's this, but I cannot live my life without my kids. Diba? Mm-hmm. You've lived this, right?
Yes.
And then you're going to settle with this person because, you know, you want to be with your children. How do you make that work?
Dapat isosolve mo rin yung sa inyong dalawa. You have to find a way to make it work. Kasi katulad ng problema nito ni Sherry, 18 years sa sex, alam mo namang... Alam mo, kasi hindi ako naniniwala masyado na ano eh, na ganun mo papatagalan eh, yung isang bagay. Katulad itong sa akin, halimbawa, nag-decide ako na, oh, I'm going to work kasi anak ko andiyan. So ang gagawin ko, aayusin ko yung mga tao sa paligid noon. Hindi lang yung anak ko, ang aayusin ko siyempre, oh, pag gagawin ko tong mag-work to ha, kailangan tayong dalawang asawa ko mag-uusap din tayo. Oh, dapat okay tayo para mag-work. Hindi pwedeng ano lang dahil sa mga anak ko lang to, tapos wala ka namang ginagawa. Kasi titira ka eh. Titira ka doon sa relationship
eh. Yep, yep. And then that's what's gonna, that's gonna, you know, it's glad, I'm good you said that. It's good you said that because it now separates whether, Alex, you can still be happy in your home or miserable in your home.
Oo.
Yeah, kasi, either way, you're gonna be at your home.
Oo. Yeah, so might as well get, ano, select the happy part.
Right.
Kasi yung and miserable, napakadali. Ayun ang magiging default mo eh. O, sumama lang ako, ayoko sa'yo. Eh di mag-aaway lang kami araw-araw. Di,
that's but, miserable. Masama rin. Yeah,
yeah, it's fucking diba? Miserable.
So ang gawin mo, o nagpunta ka dito, you find a way now to make it better. Ang ginawa ni Shelly, hindi eh. Hihiwalay siya, pagka hindi nag-work sa labas, babalik ulit silang dalawa, hindi naman nila pinipigis ng problema. Tapos nagtataka siya, ba't nag-separate kayo?
Yeah.
Hindi nyo inaayos eh.
Hindi naayos. It's in-expect nila na when they're back together, maayos. And you know, mo, it's one of those things like, nung nag-counsel kami before, yung sinasabi nung person, nung nag-advise namin na, you can't, for example, because there was a time na, you know, like we were thinking, like we should separate or like, you know, like you're like, oh my God, ayoko na, like hands up, right? And then the counselor's like, you're not gonna fix the problem by leaving Mo or by leaving your house. Because when you decide to go back, nandun pa rin yung problema, hindi na ayos sa labas yon. The way you fix in a relationship that you want a relationship being fixed, you actually stay with them and work it out. You work through the dirty stuff. You know, so
but working out and like promises without movement, words without action.
You should just rely on my action.
And the problem with having the sex issue is it's an awkward conversation to have. Like you can have problems with other things, like you know, I don't like your job. I think you should get a different. Yeah. Like you can actually have those conversations easily.
Yeah,
the sex conversation is a very hard conversation to have,
and it's always two part. Both of you need to make an effort. Both of you need action. Instead of just one like saying, ito yung problema, you're not giving me enough. And then the other one saying, well, I'm not giving enough because of this. And then there's another one like saying, well, I'm not gonna give you until you give me. Then you're both as a stalemate. So, kailangan pareho.
Kung napapainggan ni Shelly to, Mo, Chopper, mapapainggan naman niya to eh. Ito masasabi ko. Alam mo yung ano, pelikulang Jeepers Creepers, yung every 23 years, bumabalik siya para kumatay. Tapos matutulog ulit, tapos magugutom. Etong nangyayari kay Shelly, etong point na pinag-uusapan niya, gusto na naman niyang umalis.
Ito yun, no?
Gusto na naman niyang umalis.
Yeah.
At nag-aarap na naman siya ng reason.
Because hindi
kasi siya nagsasabi ng itch eh. Siya nagsasabi ng 7-year itch. Eh, may sabi eh. 5-year itch. In-entertain niya yun eh. Etong point na itong pagtawag natin, dumating na naman yung ano niya, yung cycle niya na I wanna live again because ang dahilan ko, I'm not satisfied with my partner Mo, hindi ko naniniwala. Kasi ito, Mo, ha? Tumawag lang siya sa atin isang beses. Ilang minuto lang siya, 20 minutes binigay natin. Pero, kasama niya yung asawa niya, araw-araw, yung boyfriend niya araw-araw, eh. Tapos sinabihan mo na, hindi ako satisfied dun sa sex mo. Dapat may nangyayari nun. Ang sa tingin ko, hindi niya talaga gustong i-fix.
Yeah, no, that's why. I'm not into, as much as your advice is right to talk about it, I actually don't think this is even worth it anymore. I'm like, whatever. I mean, dude, whatever. And Shelly, again, if you want to try to fix it, by all means, please exhaust all effort. I just honestly don't think it's going to work.
It's just a way, like, based on her story, marriage, I think, marriage takes a lot of work. It's not when, pag may problema ka, hindi ka lalabas ng bahay lang.
Well, the marriage, I think the marriage is just, is this month's or the past few months' issue. But the issue is that our... That's why I said I don't even want this question.
I don't even think it should be on her radar at all.
Yeah,
like,
there's
it's not for you right now, Shelly.
Way bigger questions to ask than whether should I get married. But anyway.
Pero agree ako sa iyo, Mo. Iba talaga ang sex na usapan. Talagang awkward. Bakit? Hard, sabihan ka ba naman ang asawa mo, tangina, hindi ko gusto yung sex natin kanina, hindi naman ako linabasan eh. It will affect.
Yep.
Kahit yung pag, alam mo, nagluluto ka sa bahay. Ikaw nagluluto sa bahay. Kung pinakain mo, ano, hindi rin masarap? Hindi rin masarap yung luto ko? Ina mo?
Yeah, and still, still, yet sex is a much more difficult topic. That's why, again, if you don't put into action what you guys talked about, trust me, sex is not a conversation that's going to come around a lot because it's a hard conversation to have. So pinag-usapan nyo, tapos hindi nyo ginawa, you're destroying your relationship. And it's not like, oh, I'm unhappy. It's I'm unhappy at putang ina mo. Yeah. Honestly. And then, you know, people will then look for reasons to just despise you. And then you're broken. So, anyway, we gotta go. Oh, wait, we have part two. That's right. We'll take a break. We'll see you guys tomorrow. We'll take a little mini break here. And we got two more callers. I think they're both... Oh, no, one's Australia, one's Philippines. And it should be still an interesting question. So we'll hit the pause button now, and we'll see you guys tomorrow. This has been Good Times with Mo, the podcast, year 10, episode 127. Of course, with Chopper, Alex Galea here. We'll see you in a few hours.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook.